The president then went on to talk in a more serious vein about the great opportunities, the great obligations, the great task that will surely fall on the shoulders of these young men before him. He is saying,
I am impressed by the extraordinary scholastic record, unmatched by any new college or university in this country, which has been made by the students and graduates of this academy. Any graduate of this academy who serves in our armed forces will need to know economics and history and international affairs and languages. You will need an appreciation of other societies and an understanding of our own nation's purposes and policy.
The president then spoke of the role our country plays in maintaining the security, the peace, the freedom, not only in the United States, but in the dozens of countries allied to us.
This is a role which we are proud to accept, and I'm particularly proud to see the United States accept it in the presence of these young men who have committed themselves to service our country and to the cause of its freedom. I congratulate you all, and most of all, I congratulate your mothers and fathers who made it possible. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President will award commissions and diplomas to our distinguished graduates and one other famous member of the class.
First graduate, class 1963, Sam Wilkins Westbrook III.
All eyes turn upon Brigadier General Robert Strong, the Air Force Academy Commandant, as he administers the Oath of Allegiance to the graduates.
Graduates, please rise, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. I, your name, having been appointed a second lieutenant in the United States Air Force, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God.
Following the national anthem and the benediction by Chaplain George J. Cameron, the long-awaited moment arrives. The words for which these young lieutenants have waited four grueling years to hear is about to be uttered by General Strong.
Gentlemen, you are dismissed.
In a burst of enthusiasm, up go hundreds of caps, lofted by a joyous body of young second lieutenants. Their cadet days are over, and now they will begin the task for which they had prepared themselves for the past 4 years.